Hallelujah. Just begin to bless the name of the Lord. Shete protokoto sabarakate branduske brekete baratusha. Go ahead and pray. Man teke te brakata baratusa. Jekete branduske brentekete bratakata. I have come for an encounter tonight. I have come to encounter your word. I have come to encounter your personality. Go ahead and pray. Mandi bradu shabarakata. Repepetekete brakata barapapatia. Shekete brenda soprakata barakatusha. Repepetekete brakata barakata sabranta barakatia. Irrepepete kete prakate parakatai. O Holy Ghost, we invite your presence. Once again, we invite your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now, if you are sensitive in the spirit, the presence of God is mighty in this place. It is mighty in this place. And one thing you need to understand about the presence of God is that you may not even feel it, but you need faith to be able to know that God's presence is in a place. Right? For instance, let's give an example with the anointing. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, it is not every time we dispense the anointing that we begin to feel something. So if I'm to pray for the sick, I don't need a special anointing to come upon me. Although there are times when the anointing will come upon you for something, right? You know that this is what God wants you to do. But sometimes you may not feel anything, but the anointing is still there. Are you following what I'm saying? So faith is very important as a believer. When it has to do with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, you need faith. If you go to a place, you already know that you are a carrier of His presence. You are a carrier of light. Right? So when I go to a place, I know that light has come. Whether darkness has been existing there for decades, as far as I am there, this one, I don't need to see light. I don't need to see an angel walk beside me. I don't need to see something of the supernatural. I already know, right, that this is my office. This is my mantle. This is what I carry. So when you know what you carry, you are conscious of it. It takes consciousness to know that God's presence is with you. It takes consciousness to know that you are carrying a particular mantle. It takes consciousness. So you need to faith it. This is why God gives us encounter, right? So that your faith can be strong. So that your faith can be strong. This one, you did not read it somewhere. Okay, God's presence is with me. Or I carry this mantle. This one, you saw an angel. You had an encounter. It was an encounter that Paul got to. An encounter changed his life forever. Are you getting what I'm saying? So he will always remember that encounter I had with the Lord Jesus and say, no. Even if you tell me that there is no heaven, there is no hell. Even if you are bringing all philosophies and the rest of that, I have an encounter to validate my faith. So those encounters that you are having with God, those things that God has told you, you need to put them in your consciousness that this is who I am. This is what I carry. Right? So you don't need to feel anything. I can just be talking casually and things will begin to happen. I'm telling the truth. I've received several testimonies of this. That while we were discussing, I got healed. Even this last week, while you just walk to my room, I got healed. Are you getting the point? So this one is a consciousness. It's not something that you are not expecting an angel to come to know that the presence of God is already in where you are. As far as your life is in alignment with God, as far as you are aligned with God, always, no, come on, you carry something. And like I told us, you don't check whether you carry something by looking at the physical things around you, right? You can be making tremendous spiritual progress and you are still broke. You don't understand this thing. It's just that at the latter, everything will be unified, right? But even when it has to do with knowledge, for instance, you can have a lot of knowledge and there is nothing in your pocket. There is no food to eat. At the end of the day, the knowledge, right? The pocket will catch up with the knowledge. Everything will now be uniform. You will now look like what you possess. But when you are making progress spiritually, you are fighting battles, fighting wars in the realm of the spirit. You are conquering. But physically, to look as if almost nothing is happening, no. So the devil will try to deceive you. He will try to bring discouragement. That how can I be fasting for 40 days, 50 days? Nothing is happening. But something is happening. You see, sometimes the prices that you have paid, the result will be seen later. It is not every price that you pay that the result is immediate. Okay, let me give an instance. Let me use service, for example. Service in the house of God. Do you know that the service you are rendering now, in the house of God, let's say God now calls you to do something, maybe like a mandate. Do you know that the experiences now, usually you will now use that experience. The experiences, you will now use them when you begin to serve in your own call. So you can now know that this experience that I am having, it was because I served 10 years ago. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It was because I served 5 years ago. So I now knew that this is how it is done. Meanwhile, when you were serving, you have not even received that assignment. When you were serving, you have not even understood or gotten to the fullness of that assignment. But through service, you now know at the latter that this is what I should do. Right? So that's how it is sometimes with prayer. Do you know that you can be praying? You can be praying, you are entering nations. You are already writing the script. In the script, you are already entering nations. Just that even now that you are doing the prayers, you don't even have international passport. No connections now. Right? But those prayers have gone ahead of you. Everything is aligning itself. I'm telling you. So for 18 years, we didn't hear about Jesus. Meanwhile, at age 12, he was found at the temple. Meaning that he was still doing something spiritual for those 18 years. Right? But for those 18 years, it was not recorded. Anna was praying. Simeon blessed him. But it was not still recorded that those impartations came. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. But understand that when it was time for Jesus to enter his public ministry, he still went to fast and pray. That's to tell us that even impartation is not enough. You can have a mantle and still die with it. You can have an impartation and still die with it. It is very possible. So there is now a place for your own sacrifice, your own personal sacrifice. As you are receiving the word of God, as you are receiving the mantle, receiving the impartation, there is also a decision to make certain sacrifices for your destiny. Every great man that you see in this kingdom paid a price. There is a price to pay. And usually, our prices are not the same. I'm telling you, we are all called to pray. We are all called to fast. We are all called to give. But every mantle has a particular consecration. Every mantle has a particular consecration. And if you don't understand the consecration of that mantle, see, when hands are being laid on you, usually you will not just carry the mantle only. You will also carry the grace to pay the price for the mantle. That's why someone can lay hands on you and you start fasting and praying. You'll not be like, I didn't used to fast before. I didn't used to pray this long before. What happened? Someone can lay hands on you, and immediately you get home, everything that you like, maybe those things that you buy, those wristwatches, those shoes, you will just part ways with those things. Your mindset will no longer be in those things like it used to be. So you will not just receive the impartation. You will not just receive the prophecy that you are the next in line for something great. Or maybe God is telling you that I'm connecting you to the order of the generals or the order of a particular lineage in the spirit. Then you think that that word is just enough. As you are receiving that kind of prophecy, you are receiving certain sacrifices. That is when people will begin to even betray you. You'll not be like, why are people always betraying me? No, sir. There is no coincidence in the realm of the spirit. There is no coincidence to the things that you pass through in life. There is always an explanation, and that explanation is in the realm of the spirit. So you begin to discover that certain things are happening in your life. Meanwhile, these things did not happen in your family. Meanwhile, everyone around you is not going through those experiences. So a mantle that is upon you, sometimes you will also receive the consecrations. Although there are mantles that you receive by virtue of honor, where those things will begin to work on their own, right? You can be imparted like that. For instance, Elijah imparting Elisha. And when Elijah laid his, when the mantle dropped on Elisha, he began to do great things. He went to the river and he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? So he paid through service. Are you getting what I'm saying? So Elisha paid through honor, through following, through his ability to descend. Because Elijah said, if you see me going, if you can see me going. So you will also receive the consecration. What you are carrying is not normal. It's not casual. It will require seasons. And these seasons of consecration, these seasons of sacrifices, you may not see the result. And there is no spiritual price that has no reward. I'm telling you the truth. There is no price that you pay. The laws and the principles are already there. God has created those laws and principles. The people that can obey these principles are the ones that will experience those rewards. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's just like a farmland. If you leave a farmland uncultivated, what will happen? Grass will grow on it. But if you cultivate it, you farm something, and the conditions are right, you weed it, come on, you will receive the harvest. But the day that you planted, in fact, the week that you planted, did you reap anything? You did not. The month that you planted, there are, do you know that? Go and check some of those plants and the rest. Let me say palm. Is it oil palm? Palm tree. Yeah, right? Palm tree. Go and check, observe the palm tree. How long it takes for it to grow. Then go and check the profit people are making from it. Amazing profit. But for like 5 months or 6 months, they planted, they have not reaped anything. They sowed, they did not reap anything. So when you are sowing, the spiritual seeds that you are sowing, the time is going to come for the rain to fall. It's just like vapor will evaporate, right? And it will begin to come down. And rain will begin to fall. So it is not the day that you planted that you will actually reap the reward. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? So a mantle, I'm talking about mantles. And the mantle will require consecrations. It will require certain sacrifices. Even if a gallon of oil is poured on you, there is the part that you have to play. Now, the part that you have to play, which is your own sacrifice, a time should come when to dispense that mantle, you will need wisdom. And that wisdom will come from your ability to be mentored or your ability to serve. So it is not just carrying the mantle. Do you know that projecting something that is upon your life requires even more wisdom than even possessing it? It requires wisdom. That is why you need to learn. The Bible says, follow them who through faith and patience have obtained
change the promise. It will require a lot of experience and wisdom for you to even release that thing that is upon you. You see that thing that is in your life, that mantle that you are carrying, that grace that you are carrying, it is not just to carry it. You need the gift of men to dispense it. You need wisdom to dispense it. You need the language of your generation to dispense it. So don't just look at the things that are said about you. Don't just look at the mantles that you carry. Don't just look at these things that you carry. As you are paying the price, you are also learning how to project what you carry. How to project what you carry is like another course in the school of destiny. It's like another course. You don't understand. It's like another course. This one, you have to learn what works. What works, what worked for those that are ahead of you. So follow them who through faith and patience. And to even bring out what is upon you, it takes some level of commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. It takes commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. And that dedication requires faith. It takes faith to be dedicated. It means that you believe in yourself. You believe in God. You believe in what you carry. You believe in what He has deposited in you. You believe that you can bless a generation. It takes faith. And your faith should be able to see. See, let me tell you, there is a saying which is true, that if your mind cannot conceive it, it cannot become a reality. So your mind should be stretched enough. Oh God. You can carry all the anointings in the world. If your mind is little, it is that oil that you'll be dispensing will be that little one that your eyes are seeing. That one that your mind is conceiving is the one that you will be dispensing. And you will think that is all there is a lie. What you have upon you can be so great. But if your mind is only seeing something small, that is the limit, the capacity. See, this thing is not luck. It's not chance. It is what your mind can conceive. Right? It is what your heart can see. Everything that you see in the life of a believer who is being used greatly by God, he meditated on it. He saw it. He saw it. So if you did not see it, you can't walk in it. God said to Abraham, say, come out. Go, look, count stars. At least see something. Be looking. See something so that you can see this thing that I'm saying about your greatness. Probably Abraham was not seeing it. He thought that maybe the greatness is just to have flocks, servants, and the rest of that. But God was teaching him to see beyond his generation. That a time will come that many generations will call your name, Abraham. That's why I said, I will make your name great. That means I will put an honor to your name, that your name will become a potter. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 13. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 13. Mantles and consecration. I'll read 13 to 15. It says, he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. So, look up. He took up responsibility. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah and fell from him, and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? A generation that is not ready to honor the generation that has gone ahead of them is not ready to carry the mantle. He's not ready to handle the baton. I'm telling you, that's why we are finding a lot of dishonor. If you go online, a lot of dishonor. I mean, fathers that have paid the price, that have sacrificed a lot, that have given their life, a lot of dishonor. I'm not talking about fake men of God and the rest. I mean genuine fathers attacked by young generation of people. If you check their age, some of them are not even up to 30, but they are insulting people that have gone ahead of them. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? That means it is not just to carry the mantle, it is to honor the generation that is giving you the baton. He did not say that this mantle that I have now inside Jordan and the waters parted. The water did not part. He said, where is the Lord? He had to invoke something. So it was honor. Honor. There was honor. He understood that this thing is not just to pick up the mantle, but to honor the carrier. And one thing about honor is that the person that you are honoring usually may not even know you. The person does not need to lay his hands on you too. If you can honor, the grace can be imparted. Mike Mudog said, honor is the key for access. You want to access something, he said, honor is the key. Let's keep reading. And he smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophet, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. Look at this. Look at this. The spirit. That means it is not just the mantle. Now it is the spirit. So you can receive the mantle and still receive the grace to pay the price. Are you getting what I'm saying? So usually if someone walked into certain possibilities through a particular journey, likely when you receive that kind of grace, you will still receive what is necessary to guard that kind of grace. I don't know if you understand, but may the Lord help you understand it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. So a generation that will submit to you, you now see, are you following what I'm saying? So the generation that we're looking at Elijah, they were even telling Elisha, your master will soon go, he will soon leave. They were aware. Just like we are aware in this generation that a time will come when the fathers will leave and a demand will be placed on us. So the generation that will submit to you must have seen something that is not common. And that thing that is uncommon, it means that you have also honored the generation that ahead of you. So what is a mantle? What is a mantle? A mantle represents glory. It represents splendor, right? It represents might, right? It is for something to be noble. It can represent a garment, right? Like we saw in the life of Elijah. Also, a mantle can represent a calling, an anointing, a ministry, an office. Especially when it has to do with the New Testament believer. Right? So it represents an anointing, a calling, a ministry, or an office. Now, there are two things you must understand about mantles. Number one is that certain mantles are given by God. That means God is the one that makes the decision on who is to carry the mantle, or which lineage that mantle will come from, right? Then secondly, there is the mantle that is carried as a result of honor. Huh. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 16. Go to 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 16. Now, I want to see that this mantle that Elisha carried, it is something that God preordained. God predestinated it. Let's read verse 16. He said, "And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehola, shall thou anoint to be prophet in my room." Are you seeing what I'm saying? So there was already a prophecy that Elisha was going to be a prophet. It is something that God predestinated, right? But the mantle did not fall on him just by receiving that kind of calling or destiny, whatever it is. It didn't fall on him, right? We saw the process. He honored the character. He honored the generation that was ahead of him. Now, after that honor, he picked the mantle responsibility. May the Lord give us the grace to pick our mantles in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, some mantles are not for us to choose, right? It is God that determines it ahead of time. It determines it ahead of time. Then secondly, like I said, there is the mantle that you receive as a result of honor or servanthood. Honor or servanthood. Right? Do you know you can break certain chains, certain generational curses just by service? Of course. Of course. People have broken out of generational poverty, whatever it is, as far as money, finance is concerned. They have broken out of hardship through service. So they were serving in the house of God, and the altar began to speak for them. Some of them, probably in their lineage, people are getting ladies pregnant before marriage, or the ladies are always getting pregnant before marriage. And because they were serving in the house of God, mercy spoke for them. Are you getting what I'm saying? Also, the third thing you must understand about mantles is that you can be a carrier of different possibilities. It is possible to be a carrier of different possibilities. It is very, very possible. All right? So a mantle is not something that you joke with. If something is upon your life, look for the people that are walking in that path that have gone ahead of you. Honor them. Listen to them. Hear what they are saying. Hear the sacrifices. Right? Hear the thought pattern. See, you can be listening to a man, but you are not hearing what he's saying. You can be listening and still not hearing. It can be mere words to you, right? But if you can take up that thought pattern, if you can see, if you can carry or possess that kind of mindset, we are going to pray in 1 minute. Just tell God and say, "Give me the grace to pick the mantle. Give me the grace for responsibility." Just pray before we continue. Give me the grace to be responsible enough. It is possible to carry a mantle and still die with it. It is possible to carry an anointing and still die with it. God is looking for men. Don't look at the churches that are everywhere. God is in search of men. Men, not just buildings. Men. If God can find a man, he can take this city. If we can be 10, 20, 100 apostles in this city, God is looking for men. if any man can purge himself, any man at all can be aligned, something can change. Something can be different. It is not every place they call church that you find the presence of God. Because many are already carried away by worldly activities. They feel that worldly activities are the things that will bring men to church. But it is beyond that. God is looking for men that can speak the truth. Men that can speak the kingdom. Men of alignment and power. It takes power to fulfill the purposes of God. It takes power. You cannot be a casual Christian. Pray for responsibility. Lord, give me this responsibility. Help me to be responsible. Help me to be responsible. I know I am coming from somewhere that is small. A family that is small. Just like Gideon said. Gideon said, my family is the least of the families. Even my tribe is the least of the tribes. But there was an encounter Gideon had, and he became a changed man. A changed man. The tribes of Issachar were just few among the tribes, but they knew what Israel ought to do. They were men of discernment of the spirit. Pray. Shaka te brente ke te barata. Rapate ke te brokoto barates ke brente katai. Shababada bala kata brente kata baradia. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now listen. Every mantle require a season of test, and your season of test, where you'll be tested or even tempted, can be with finance. Your season of test can be with women. Your season of test can be with food. Your season of test can be with integrity. I get what I'm saying. So people are cheating. But God will say, I know you need this money, don't cheat. Someone will give you an offer, and you know that that money is from a wrong source. You will know. You even know the person. And the Holy Spirit will say, don't take it. Don't take it. What is upon you cannot be corrupted. Don't take it. After this season, there is another season of greatness. Don't touch it. Just imagine Joseph had slept with Potiphar's wife. He would have crumbled not just himself, but an entire generation. An entire nation. So this thing that you carry is not for you alone. That is why you have to go through those tests. Sometimes it can be women. It can be men. Ungodly men with flashy cars, with money, will begin to ask you out. And you think that this is the blessing of God. Meanwhile, when you check that person, you know that this person is not even in alignment with the will of God. This one is the one that comes to church once in a month, but he has money. This one is not serious about the things of God, but he has money. And God will say, no, that is not the one. This is how people carry generational mantles. Things are not handed over to you at the surface level. So you can be tracking. Your life is displaced, nowhere to be found. But God will tell you, don't do this, don't do that. This one, don't do it. You can have a lot of money. God will still tell you, keep that money first. Fast, be fasting. Forget that money, be fasting. People will be enjoying. You'll be looking at people are enjoying you. But God will say, you wait first. Because what is upon your life cannot be corrupted. The season that you are about to enter, this one is not for you. Every mantle that you carry is not for you. There is always a generation in you. Are you following what I'm saying? So every mantle will take you through a season. What you are carrying is why you are going through seasons. I'm telling you. You see, every hardship of every man. Let me explain what hardship is. Every hardship you see is because that person is carrying something. And usually people just crumble themselves because of this hardship. Let me give myself. Let me just cut corners. Let me boycott it. Because of what you are carrying. You now say, or the mantle. now know that, no, this one, I'm not supposed to fall. Are you getting what I'm saying? So every hardship can be explained. It can be explained. So the devil will be waiting. Let's wait for him to fall. Just like he was waiting for Job. Let's wait for him to fall. So that we know that the hardship will actually hit on him. Sometimes it may not be hardship. People will not just like you. They will not just like the things that you are doing. And meanwhile, that thing is what God has called you to do. But people will not like it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Even close friends may not like it. Your environment may not like it. You can be a writer, you post online, people will insult you. So this is how mantles are being carried and sustained. It is always through a season, right? It is always through a season. If you can wait, be patient, and press to that season, my God, you'll be a sign and a wonder. A sign and a wonder. So don't give up now. Don't quit. Don't give up those things. You see the things that people are, you can look at maybe some of your mates now. They are not in the will of God, but they are shining. My God. What God wants to do with you is beyond those things. It's beyond those things. What he wants to do with you is mighty. Is mighty. Moses was in the burning bush. Go and observe every man in scripture that God used greatly. Go and observe them. Moses was in the burning bush serving. He was in the wilderness, serving. Then he experienced the burning bush. He had an encounter with the Lord. David. Who again? Joseph. Even Jesus was in the wilderness. John. So you will make, you'll be made out of a furnace, usually. Have you seen swords? Swords that are very sharp. If you know the process of heating, those swords go through before they become sharp. Intense heat. So when the heat is intense, it means that what you are carrying is not common. If the heat is intense, you need to check, why am I going through this kind of corner every time, this kind of pattern every time? It is to tell you that something is upon your life, and the kingdom of darkness will fight it to make sure that you drop that mantle. Elisha picked. He picked. The Bible says that the earnest expectation of the creation, right, waited for the manifestation of the Son. So we are not even waiting for the wilderness we are going through. That's the issue. We are not waiting for the hardship. We are waiting for a version that has been purified. A version that has learned and go through all it needs to go through. Because that is the version we celebrate. That is the version we celebrate. That is the version that will change our lives. Are you getting what I'm saying? They are waiting for the manifestation of the Son. Manifestation of the sons of God. We are going to pray with this song. Holy Ghost, insist on me. Insist on me. Holy Ghost, insist on me. Rabatekete branda soprente kata. Pray and say, Holy Ghost, insist on me until I am ready. Insist on me until I am ready. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. I still want to stay in the journey. Don't give up on me. Can you pray to God?
Insist on me, Holy Ghost. Insist on me. Can you pray? Shakate brete kete barakatai. Rebebe de kata sobrande barakata sobrandi akatai. Jekete brante kata barateske brente kata baratai. Holy Ghost, insist on me that I will not waste my seasons of training. That I will not give up my seasons of training. I will not give up my seasons of manifestation. I will not give up for a piece of bread, for a pot of pottage, just like Esau. I will not sell my birthright. I will not sell my birthright. On the laps of Delilah, I will not waste my destiny. On the laps of Delilah, I will not waste my destiny. Help me, Holy Ghost. Insist on me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Insist on me. Oh. Insist on me. Holy Ghost, insist on me. When I am about to give up, Holy Ghost, insist on me. Pray. When I am about to say yes to the altar of fornication, to the bed of comfort, Holy Ghost, insist on me. When I am about to sell my birthright, Holy Ghost, insist on me. Insist on me. When I am lazy to pray, I am lazy to fast, Holy Ghost, insist on me. When I am about to miss the road, when I am about to miss the journey, Holy Ghost, insist on me. Arabate kata baratesku prente kata. Shete kete prente kata baratesku prente kata. You think the world is waiting for your BB grammar? You should not be speaking BB English when you don't have the power and the life of God. We are waiting for your manifestation. And ye shall be witnesses. 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 Holy Ghost, insist on me. Oh, Holy Ghost, insist on me. Pray in the next 5 minutes. Holy Ghost, insist on me. Holy Ghost, insist on me. Arabate kete pronto koto parata sa prenteka. Shedegete prentekete prente su prentekatai. Rababate kete prekete parapate su prentekata. You need to stay until your capacity is enlarged. Ah, you need to stay. You need to stay. You need to stay. In Jesus' name. See, the world is waiting for your manifestation. And let me tell you one thing. Go and check history of people God has used greatly. Go and observe. What was recorded about them was the seasons of their manifestation. That is what we have in history. It is from those seasons that we begin to trace their biography. Are you getting what I'm saying? From those things, their biographies are being traced. Every revival that you see, is it the Azusa revival, the Welsh revival, all these revivals, it was because it was a season of manifestation. It was because it was massive. That is why they were recorded. It was because they changed, those revivals changed the society. Right? It changed governmental systems. That is why they were recorded. So what will be recorded about you, will be a product of those things that are written concerning you that you brought to manifestation. Those are the things that will be recorded, not the process and the hardship that you went through. It is from those seasons that will begin to trace the things that you went through. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. This is why you need to wake up. You need to wake up. I've come in the volume of the book that is written of me. come in the volume of the book that is written concerning me.
So what will be written of you?
That's the question. Don't end up average in your life. Don't die average. Refuse to be average. Refuse it.
This thing called destiny is not in stature. I mean physical stature. It's not in voice. It's not in how tall, how short you are, or how beautiful you are. This thing called destiny, if you can abide by the principles and manifest what is written concerning you, my God.
May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Just stretch forth your hands. This week, I pray for you. You will prosper on all sides. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are protected and preserved. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You shall not be sick. No member of your family will receive an emergency. In the name of Jesus. You and every member of your household, you are all protected. And I pray by extension to all Glaring Light Network members, branches, ministers, workers, I pray for them that they are all protected in the name of Jesus. You will not go down. Your destiny will manifest. You will manifest your seasons of greatness in the name of the Lord Jesus. May the Holy Ghost insist on you anytime you want to fall. May the Holy Ghost insist on you anytime you want to draw back. Receive the strength and grace of God to do more. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of